Paul Rasmus, and unfortunately, the tragedy of this stabbing on Montour Trail Monday afternoon has really captured the heart of this city. A 44-year-old Pennsylvania State Police Liquor Control Board officer, Benjamin Brawler, stabbed to death on that trail.
He was just out for a jog, Larry.
So senseless. And then the backstory of the suspect, who is in custody, as you pointed out in the newscast, 25-year-old Anthony Quessen, with no known address. And apparently he's had run-ins with the law, and he's been out on the streets, and they haven't been able to find him. And fortunately did find him yesterday, and he is in custody. But the family.
Yeah. And the co-workers, for example.
He will be sorely missed, sorely, sorely missed. He was a volunteer. He just was an all-around phenomenal individual, absolutely phenomenal individual.
That is with State Police Christopher Balsick, who can't believe that his friend is gone.
Immediately recognized he was a go-getter, always out there doing community service, helping out where he could. Recently, he took on a recruiter position.
And so the judge that released him is under tremendous pressure, including Sam DeMarco, Allegheny councilman at large, demanding that he immediately resign.
I think one of the reasons why people are so incensed about this is the manner in which this officer was killed. He was stabbed multiple times to his torso, both the front and the back of his torso, and they think there are defensive wounds on his hands, which means he was probably jumped. And the fact that this happened at Point State Park to someone who was out for a jog, right?
And that's what this Anthony Quessen, had been accused of.
He was arrested and charged.
And was released.
And, you know, with somebody who does this kind of a thing, it's easy to understand why a wide swath of people in high positions, you know, would like to make a change here.
And it's understandable for violent criminals in particular that you cannot have violent criminals released.
Right?
You just can't. And so,
I mean, it just makes no sense to anyone who's thinking critically about this thing and using common sense.
And unfortunately, these kind of stories with this judge aren't anything new. I know Marty Griffin brought it up a long time ago initially, fearing someone might be killed in this process. And unfortunately, it's come to fruition.
And he did, too. And so did our afternoon host, Colin Dunlap, is incensed about this judge's decisions some months ago. This is a judge who we have reported on from the news department multiple times in the last 18 months.
And we'll continue to give you details on the outcome and see if the outrage sticks and this judge is dismissed, which is a very difficult thing to do, apparently. In the meantime, yesterday, Allegheny County Executive Sarah Innamorato defended her 46.5% increase on property taxes, saying that the money's needed to make up for a shortfall of nearly $80 million. So she said, okay, since council is responsible for budgets and approving them, basically what she said was, okay, what's your plan? Make some cuts.
Yeah. Well, actually, here's what she's saying about cuts. Pat Catena, council president, was talking about that as an alternative to an 3% increase in spending. Here's what she said.
And what I'm hearing from county council right now is they want to cut, which means that we can't prime ourselves for growth.
And?
To continue programs that are necessary for the public safety, the public health, the public infrastructure, and support services that the county provides.
So there's a gulf here. I don't see any movement on the county executive's part here to move toward some kind of a compromise. One of our editorials recently recommended a stepped approach, both cuts in spending, certainly not an increase in spending, I think is the point that was made. And then on top of that, the property tax increases could be phased in. You know, they haven't had one in 12 years. So it makes sense. I think everyone who's a reasonable person would agree that property taxes need to go up But, you know, in that much of a chunk.
Yeah, it didn't go over well.
No, it's, you know, but she's clearly not backing down.
All right. Well, we'll continue to follow that story. And yesterday, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin faced the media horde. And the number one question was about Russell Wilson. And, of course, this.
Is Russell going to start on Monday?
He's scheduled to take first team reps when we begin tomorrow. We'll see where the week leads us.
He just loves to play with the,
with the media.
He just loves that.
Russell Wilson did terrific, and that is by all accounts outside of the city. All the national sports pun jabs said Russell Wilson had this great day. Yeah, a little rusty in the first quarter, then got better as the game went on and was the factor on offense for the Steelers. Of course, they had a great defensive game, too, including a blocked kick.
Oh, man.
Field goal.
Well, actually, there was a couple.
There was two. He should have
took one away they shouldn't have.
Which they apologized for. Apparently, the league, let Mike Tomlin tell you.
I just can't say enough about Danny and that group and how they make that vision reality.
Danny Smith, he's referring to as the special teams coach, who's Pittsburgh native. He's the one you may have seen getting all the hugs by the players.
Yeah, it's a great piece of video, isn't it?
We continue.
I did talk to New York, and they did tell me Minka's block was legal, which I knew in stadium, but that's life. None of us are perfect, man. There's going to be mistakes made in game. There's strategic mistakes made by guys like me, playing mistakes made by players, and there's officiating mistakes. The bottom line is if you're capable and you're on your job for 60 minutes, mistakes by others often doesn't define the outcome of games.
So it was a bad call, and New York agreed, which is pretty rare to hear that. But I love the fact that that's how good the Steelers' defense
is. Yeah, I'm really fired up about that. They've got depth. And here's the best part of all of this. To me, the best part of all of this is that our number one draft pick hasn't played yet. You know,
right. That's a good point.
You know, he's we've got an offensive line that's really clicking, and the key piece, the number one guy, hasn't even played a snap yet.
How about that?
Hey, I'm looking forward to a good year.
Monday Night Football again, Pittsburgh in the spotlight as the Giants come to Acrisure Stadium. You know what ended my day well? Seeing a video, just a little post of Russell Wilson at Children's Hospital day off yesterday. He's been doing this since he got to Pittsburgh, he and sometimes his wife. And just sitting next to a young boy in a hospital bed with his arm wrapped around him. And I thought, he gets it.
Yeah, well done.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, here's Ellen.
All right. Thanks, guys. And we wish we had better news for the trek on southbound 28, folks. It's just not happening this morning. You do need to pack your patience and some extra time. You're getting in line just after you get past that Route 8 Aetna exit right by the Shaler Waterworks. And it is stop and go the whole way down past the intersection with the 31st Street Bridge. We have an accident that's being cleared down by the 31st Street Bridge, but now we're getting reports of additional accidents in the backlog. So we'll have more details on those as soon as we confirm them up for you here. Parkway West inbound stacking at the Banksville on-ramp before the Fort Pitt tunnels, and the Parkway East inbound volumes are certainly on the build. You do have delays at times between Edgewood Swissvale and the inbound Squirrel Hill tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 625. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at sunshine again. Going to greet you with sunrise. 76 today, way above normal. And we're going to be, here's the crazy part, at a high of only 59 tomorrow, but it doesn't look like rain until maybe late Friday, and cooler over the weekend, highs of 57 Saturday and Sunday. But right now we're at 56. No, we are at 57. Saturday, we hope you can join us. Our Odyssey team will be gathered at Pet Fest 24, presented by Subaru, at Rockwell Park in the East End, 9:30 to 4. Bring your four-legged friends. We have all the appropriate vendors, as you would expect. Costume contest. Get photos with Santa, too. I mean, your pets. I mean, you could. Complimentary tickets available at any Subaru dealer. For details, go to kdkradio.com. I told you once we did a promotion where we invited people to a video store to get pictures with their pets. And one couple brought in a giant iguana, and it created some chaos. That's all I can say when it was plopped on Santa's lap. Yeah. Ever have a lizard as a pet?
That's just not something I want to even think about much. I have an aversion to reptiles, really? Snakes and lizards. I just, you know.
Erin wants, she wants a dog so bad. Why don't you come to Pet Fest Saturday?
You know, it's a brilliant idea. It really is. I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid to meet my perfect dog, and it's going to take up all my free time because I love it so much.
That is the thing that I have noticed about, you know, Ginger's absence from my life is that I can do pretty much whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it.
Right?
You know, but my life revolved around, you know, her schedule.
Yes.
And taking care of her. So.
And that's a good owner, in my opinion. You know, it's like, don't get a dog unless you can truly love them. And,
well, that's it. I mean, give them a good home.
Yes.
Plus, it was a rescue dog. She was a rescue dog, which always makes me feel great.
Right.
So come to Pet Fest, Rockwell Park in the East End Saturday. Our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and the story of the E. coli outbreak involving McDonald's in 10 states, not Pennsylvania, at least not right now, and we wanted to get more details. CBS's Stacey Lynn is on the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
This seems to have come in at a time when we heard about Boar's Head, with the listeria outbreak. Remember just last week talking about millions of pounds of chicken and now an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's. So what's the latest?
Yeah, you know, another one that you neglected to say is the listeria outbreak that we heard about yesterday that expanded with frozen waffles and pancakes. So it seems to be a lot of these foods that, you know, are in people's homes or that they go out to eat like McDonald's all the time, that now it has us thinking, well, what do I do? Do I not go to McDonald's today, you know, for lunch as planned or what? 49 illnesses so far across 10 states. And you said not Pennsylvania yet. They said that this could spread to other states as of right now, though most of the cases have been in Colorado, which has 27 reported right now, 9 in Nebraska. And most of the people who became sick reported eating quarter pounder sandwiches. And so when they started investigating and figuring out what is it with this quarter pounder that could be contaminated and infected, they say the likely source right now is the onions that are on the sandwich. So McDonald's at the moment pulled all the onions as well as quarter pound beef patties in several states, but not all states, as they investigate. And they say these are the beef patties that they use for the quarter pounders are only used for quarter pounders. It's not for the regular hamburger, the double cheeseburger or Big Mac or anything. So those are not affected as well. But for the time being, they're pulling those patties from several states. They're pulling the slivered onions affected as well in stores in Colorado, Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, portions of Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Nevada, Nebraska, Montana, and Missouri. Again, they say the outbreak is contained there right now, but it could go beyond these states.
Stacey, Paul Rasmussen here. I understand that the quarter pounder is cooked differently than the other hamburgers are. It's not a frozen product first. And also that these onions you're talking about, these slivered onions, they're not cooked either.
They're not. And so that's what they're trying to investigate right now is where this bacteria came from to begin with. E. coli's like harbored in the guts of animals found in the environment as well. Most E. coli bacteria is harmless, but there's some obviously that it makes people really sick. It gets into your intestinal tract. It gives you the belly issues and the yucky stuff that we all don't want to deal with. And in some cases, when, you know, for the very, you know, young kids or adults with compromised immune systems, with older adults, pregnant women, it could be deadly.
Well, we appreciate the update, Stacey. Thank you. And you're right. It's these stories have been coming fast, with Boar's Head was the first. And then you mentioned the frozen waffles just yesterday.
Yeah, these are the waffles that are distributed through, for example, Aldi and and Target. Right. And Walmart. I mean, we got some of the biggest grocers in America.
Yeah, I mean, the brand names are, you know, it's from one distributor, but they sell themselves under, whether it's the store brand name, like Target's is Good and Gather. Mm-hmm. So that would be like the frozen waffles and pancakes that they sell in their freezer section. Krusty's, you've seen that many times. I mean, these are sold at Target's, Walmart's, Albertsons, Wegmans, Trader Joe's. Any of these stores kind of get stuff from this one distributor and sell it under their brand name. All of them recalled because of Listeria, and they expanded that yesterday. I believe there's well over 600 products now recalled.
Appreciate the update, Stacey. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
CBS's Stacey Lynn. And looking
at she knows that topic well.
She does. That was really informative. But I'm looking at the CDC website. What should you do? So, as Stacey indicated, McDonald's has stopped utilizing the fresh slivered onions and quarter-pound beef patties. Several states, again, Pennsylvania is not on the list. However, if you are experiencing, and this is from any product, so what happens to you with E. coli? Severe E. coli symptoms include a high fever, comes with diarrhea, and can also be linked to vomiting, trouble keeping liquids down, and feeling dizzy when you stand up.
Don't want to go there, Larry.
Well,
Don't want to go there.
I know, and what's hard to separate for all of us is we're getting into flu season. So right now they're talking about kids at school getting walking pneumonia, just the typical things, colds, the common cold, and then the flu's coming. So, and then, of course, COVID's still around too. So you got all these things to kind of figure out. I'm actually surprised how they're able to link it to something like this when someone reports being ill.
Yeah. I'm thinking that they're right about the onions. And the reason why I say that is because the quarter pounders are being cooked when they're ordered and they're not from frozen meat. And you've seen how McDonald's makes their hamburgers on the grill. They grill them from both above and below. So those are going to be hot enough to kill E. coli, you would think. But those slivered onions that are kept cold and then added to the sandwiches
when they're assembled,
they're not cooked. I could see why that would be the issue.
A big quarter pounder.
Me too.
Fan.
I love them.
But I do it without onions. So.
Oh, you do?
With
okay.
That, just, you know, yeah. Because I hear it much like a cheat code. Yeah. Well, they got to make mine fresh because I don't want the onions in case they had stacks.
I don't do, you know, cheat hamburgers anymore a lot, maybe once a month, maybe every couple of weeks. It depends. But, you know, my two go-tos are Super Burgers and Quarter Pounders,
you
right?
But these name brands.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has these.
Products with the Listeria, too. So, you know, just heads up, we'll keep you posted. And not sure what you do about it here in Pennsylvania right now. It's not affecting us.
Thank goodness.
But you should be aware of it. And our 7 o'clock hour, our weekly visit with Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Curious, though, Paul, and we can ask Rich about this since he was such an intricate part of this mail-in balloting process in Allegheny County, certainly 4 years ago. Kind of where are we now as voting has begun, not only in Pennsylvania, but a number of other states, too. And Georgia seems to be the outlier because they allow in-person voting in advance, right?
Well, 1.5 million or more now have voted early in Georgia. That's amazing.
Yeah, so...
So the predictions that the new voting laws were going to be restrictive of voting have turned out to be wrong. They're getting the opposite result.
They're getting people to come out and do it at their convenience. So
I'm amazed here that they can so reliably in Allegheny County predict that they'll have the results of the election by midnight.
Yeah.
That's something else I would like to hear, because I know Rich was, and may still be, as far as I know, on the elections board.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that.
That's a pretty good accomplishment.
Also, we're going to talk about some developments in the region. So Rich's new job for this past year has been really 10 counties in the city of Pittsburgh, working with both parties on a lot of infrastructure and things that are really important to people. Maybe in some cases not the sexy topics of the day, but stuff that we really need to get done. you know, infrastructure. You know, it's not something people like, oh, let's talk about infrastructure today. But they do want to know, hey, are they going to build that new thing here or there, or what's coming to the region? And that's why it's been really enjoyable to have Rich come in with his new job. But I will ask him about that.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.